Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus of Lyon. Book 5, Chapter 8. The gifts of the Holy Spirit which we receive prepare us for incorruption, render us spiritual, and separate us from carnal men. These two classes are signified by the clean and unclean animals in the legal dispensation. But we do now receive a certain portion of His Spirit, tending towards perfection, and preparing us for incorruption, being little by little accustomed to receive and bear God, which also the Apostle terms an earnest, that is, a part of the honor which has been promised to us by God, where Paul says in the Epistle to the Ephesians, in which you also, having heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, believing in which we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance. This earnest, therefore, thus dwelling in us, renders us spiritual even now, and the mortal is swallowed up by immortality. For you, he declares, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, as if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. This, however, does not take place by a casting away of the flesh, but by the impartation of the Spirit. For those to whom he was writing were not without flesh, but they were those who had received the Spirit of God, by which we cry, Abba, Father. If, therefore, at the present time, having the earnest, we do cry, Abba, Father, what shall it be when, on rising again, we behold him face to face, when all the members shall burst out into a continuous hymn of triumph, glorifying him who raised them from the dead and gave the gift of eternal life? For if the earnest, gathering man into itself, does even now cause him to cry, Abba, Father, what shall the complete grace of the Spirit effect, which shall be given to men by God? It will render us like him, and accomplish the will of the Father, for it shall make man after the image and likeness of God. Those persons, then, who possess the earnest of the Spirit, and who are not enslaved by the lusts of the flesh, but are subject to the Spirit, and who in all things walk according to the light of reason, does the Apostle properly term spiritual, because the Spirit of God dwells in them. Now, spiritual men shall not be incorporeal spirits, but our substance, that is, the union of flesh and spirit, receiving the Spirit of God, makes up the spiritual man. But those who do indeed reject the Spirit's counsel, and are the slaves of fleshly lusts, and leave lives contrary to reason, and who, without restraint, plunge headlong into their own desires, having no longing after the divine Spirit, do live after the manner of swine and dogs. These men, I say, does the Apostle very properly term carnal, because they have no thought of anything except carnal things. For the same reason, too, do the prophets compare them to irrational animals, on account of the irrationality of their conduct, saying, they have become as horses raging for the females, each one of them neighing after his neighbor's wife. And again, man, when he was in honor, was made like cattle. This denotes that for his own fault he is likened to cattle, by rivaling their irrational life. And we also, as the custom is, do designate men of this stamp as cattle and irrational beasts. Now, the law has figuratively predicted all these, delineating man by the various animals. Whatsoever of these, says Scripture, have a double hoof and ruminate, it proclaims as clean. But whatsoever of them do not possess one or the other of those properties, it sets aside by themselves as unclean. Who, then, are the clean? Those who make their way by faith steadily toward the Father and the Son. For this is denoted by the steadiness of those who divide the hoof. And they meditate day and night upon the words of God, that they may be adorned with good works. For this is the meaning of the ruminants. The unclean, however, are those who neither divide the hoof nor ruminate, that is, those persons who have neither faith in God nor meditate upon his words. And such is the abomination of the Gentiles. But as to those animals which do indeed chew the cud, but do not have the double hoof, and are themselves unclean, we have in them a figurative description of the Jews, who certainly have the words of God in their mouth, but who do not fix their rooted steadfastness in the Father and in the Son. Wherefore they are an unstable generation. For those animals which have the hoof all in one piece easily slip, but those which have it divided are more sure-footed, their cleft hooves succeeding each other as they advance, and the one hoof supporting the other. In like manner, those that are unclean, which have the double hoof, but do not ruminate. This is clearly an indication of all heretics, and of those who do not meditate on the words of God, neither are adorned with works of righteousness, to whom also the Lord says, Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say to you? For men of this stamp do indeed say that they believe in the Father and the Son, but they never meditate as they should upon the things of God. Neither are they adorned with works of righteousness. But, as I have already observed, they have adopted the lives of swine and of dogs, giving themselves over to filthiness, to gluttony, and recklessness of all sorts. Justly, therefore, did the apostle call all such carnal and animal, who through their own unbelief and luxury do not receive the divine Spirit, and in their various phases cast out from themselves all the life-giving word, and walk stupidly after their own lusts. The prophets, too, spoke of them as beasts of burden and wild beasts. Custom likewise has viewed them in the light of cattle and irrational creatures, and the law has pronounced them unclean. End of chapter 8 of Against Heresies.